Morning, everybody.
Morning.
So we're starting from the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph with a little bit of extra time yesterday that allowed us to get all the way down that last chunk of Gemara on the entire top section was discussing the history of keeping Yovel and the returning of the tribes in the time of Yirmiyah, that Yirmiyah brought them back, and Yoshiyah ruled over them, and that's when they had a Yovel as well, and dealing with that relative to Ezra's Yovel and relative to Yehoshua's Yovel and things like that. Now we move on back to more technical stuff. Says the Mishnah on, again, smack in the middle of Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Batei HaChatzerim. Okay, so we had a couple of, different definitions as to types of property that had different statuses during the Yovel cycle, right? We had the Batei Arechoma, we had the Stos Achuza. Now we have something called Batei HaChatzerim, which is, again, another pasuk. Batei HaChatzerim, Asher Ein Lahem Chovas Aviv, Al Sedei Ha'aretz Yechashev, Gulat Yeloh Bayovel. So it's another pasuk there. And says the Mishnah, Batei HaChatzerim, how are they ruled? How are they judged? Nosdin Lahem Koach Yafeshe Bebatei Arechoma, V'Koach Yafeshe Besados. So says the Mishnah, they get the best of both worlds. They get the good parts of Batei Arechoma and the good parts of Sados, meaning Vinigal miyad v'chol shnei maser chodesh kivatim. Number one, as soon as they are sold, so as soon as any house of a chater, presumably this means of an unwalled city, and we're going to discuss that as we go along, but that's what it means, a houses in unwalled cities, or houses of chaterim, those, again, can be redeemed from the moment you sell them and on, okay? Even within the first, 12 months, 2 years, but yes, it continues on beyond that. You can redeem them at any time, right? Kibatim, those would be like the status of Batei Arechoma. V'yotzin v'yovel of giron kesef kesados. However, unlike Batei Arechoma, which gets stuck with the buyer, if you don't redeem it after a certain amount of time, here they return to you at Yovel, and again, you can judge them based on the amount of money, a rate of money that, depending on the number of years that has passed versus the number of years that are remaining, which is also a kula there, that you don't have to pay the full amount. Right, so this is, really, again, the best of both worlds. We're taking some halachas from Batei Arechoma, the ones in terms of that allow us to redeem it immediately, and we're taking also the good rules from Stos Achuza and telling us, that you'll be able to get it back at Yovel, if...
Worst case scenario.
What?
Worst case scenario, you might be able to buy it back early.
Correct, I mean, you are able to. Yeah, worst case scenario, you get it back at Yovel, but... Again, that's if you miss, your first year with Batei Arechoma. It would go away. Here, it wouldn't go away. And the Gemara is now going to discuss the limudim, which allow us to learn this. And also, beyond that, what the different psukim teach us. Tana Rabbanan, Al Stei Haaretz Yechashev. The fact that it says it will be considered like Stei Haaretz. Hekisho HaKasuv L'Stei Achuza. The Patsa compares it to Stei Achuza. So Batei HaChatzerim is considered Al Sedei Haaretz Yechashev. Ma Stei Achuza Yotze B'Yovel V'Guron Kesef. Just like Stei Achuza. Returns to the person at Yovel. And again, you pay for it depending on the rate and how many years are left. Af Batei HaChatzerim Yotze B'Yovel V'Guron Kesef. So to Batei HaChatzerim go out at Yovel. And again, you pay a lesser rate. Says the Gemara, if so, imaste achuza ina nigal pachos mishteishanim, afate achatzerim ina nigal in pachos mishteishanim. Says the Gemara, if so, then let's follow all the rules. Why are we only following one of the rules? If the rule should then be that you need to wait 2 years before redeeming it, just like the case of stei achuza. Tamar lomar, giulati hielo. The next part of the pasuk is that it will have redemption. Says the Gemara, we darshan that to mean miyad. Okay, which means that we're following, again, the good rules that apply to Batei Arechoma. Okay, this is where the Gemara draws that line from, but the point is you can redeem it right away, but it still has the kulos of Stei Achuza. Says the Gemara, Hov nasatalam koach yafe shebesaros koach yafe shebesbatim yachalo yetu bayovel. Says the Gemara, an interesting line. Says, well, once you've given them the best of both worlds, maybe they shouldn't go out on Yovel. Everybody's a little bit confused. Talmud Lomar says the Gemara, no, Uvay Yovel Yetze. We have a pasuk that tells you it goes out on Yovel. Now, can I ask one of you, why would we think it wouldn't go out on Yovel? Both of those, at the very least, Stei Achuza goes out on Yovel.
Because he has all the advantages already. He can redeem it early, and he can redeem it for less than market value. So you would think, how many opportunities give the same guy to get his field back?
I would assume if we're saying Koach Yafeshe Besados, that even includes the rule that you can redeem it on Yovel. And says the Gemara, let's qualify that. Maika Amar. What does that mean? Amar Rav Huna, l'noizcha l'maktish bayis b'batei achatzerim. So Rav Huna says, here's the following case that ruling of Uvayovel Yetzei will need a pasuk to teach it to us because it won't be learned out from Steachuzah. He says, what happened is, you're maktish a bayis, uga'alo acher miyad hektish, and someone else redeemed it from hektish, upaga bo yovel b'shana shniyah, and 1 year after you sold it, 1 year plus, was yovel. So says the Gemara, let's think of this case where, again, you're maktish a house, 1 year later was yovel, and someone redeemed it in between. Okay? L'may midamisle, which of the two possibilities are you going to compare it to? Ilevate arechoma midamisle, if you're comparing it to bate arechoma, what happens when someone redeems a house? It stays there. Echlat leila lokeach. So if we compare it to bate arechoma, it would belong to the buyer. Ilesteachuza midamis, and if you're going to compare it to a steachuza, la kohanim nafka. At that point, it would go out to the kohanim. Why? Because someone else redeemed it before yovel. Right? Lahachi itzrich uvayovel yetzei. In that case, we'd need a pasuk of uvayovel yetzei. Meaning, in a normal case, we know from the halachos of steachuza that it does return at a yovel. However, in this case, where even for a steachuza, it would go to someone else, to the kohanim, namely, that's when we need uvayovel yetzei. Maskif la Rav Ze'era. Rav Ze'era asked the following question. Ma'ir yagalo acher, afilo galo nami. Says Rav Ze'era, why do you need the case to be where someone else redeemed it, even if someone didn't redeem it? Okay? That would also have the same ruling. Amrle Abaye. Right? Abaye answers, Shelo yomru hektish yotze below pidyon. Right? Because also in that case, if someone doesn't redeem it, even in steachuza, it would be gone forever. Okay, again, we had the machlokas earlier, but presumably it would go to the Kohanim according to most chitos. So why then that we don't we say that it's applying to that case? Says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye, shlo yomru hektish yotze below pidyon. Because in that case, no one ever was podeit. And what will happen is if it goes back to the person when he was makdish it, and then it immediately goes back, you'll actually have a problem there. People will think that hektish just goes back to people without anyone ever having to pay for it. So he says, therefore, it can't be coming to teach us that case. Presumably, in that case, it will have to wait for a pidyon of some sort, which is a chiddush, but nevertheless, that's the way he's understanding the case. Says the Gemara, minalan, how do we know this ruling that people can't, we don't want people to say hektish goes out without a pidyon? Mi ben Levi, we learn it from the case of, you know, a Levi. Ma ben Levi, shiyafa kocho bemem karo. If you, we're going to see later on, as Rashi notes here, that a Ben Levi has a rule that he's allowed to be Goel Estim, Migrash Arihan, and Bati Arichoma from the first moment forever. Meaning there are no time limits on when they can start and when they can end. Okay, because Leviim have a special rule because, again, we want their fields to stay with them, so they're allowed to redeem it whenever. So we say, if a Ben Levi, Sheyafe Kocho Ben Memkaro, who has this special status, Hora Kocho Bekdesho, when it comes to Hektish, he needs to actually redeem it, meaning it doesn't automatically go back to him. Right? But for sure, Yisrael, Shehora Kocho Bemkaro, a Yisrael who does have limited time frames, you know, for a Memkar, Eno Dinchar Kocho Bekdesho, shouldn't it be certainly the case that when he's Maktish something, he can't just get it back without paying for it? So says the Gemara, yes, it's true. That's a good Kal Vachomer that teaches us that we compare the cases of, again, Ben Levi to a Yisrael. However, as we've asked in the past Gemaras over the past few days, V'asa minalan, how do we know that's the rule there? Right? I mean, it's very nice to compare it to another case, but where does this background halacha come from there? Ditani, as we learned in the Raisa, V'yatsa mimkar. Okay, so the pasuk says, V'yatsa mimkar b'ayis v'yachuzo b'yovel. For the Arei HaLevim, and, you know, for the Levim, it says, V'yatsa mimkar, and any sale will go back. Shobayani afilo avadim etal d'levushtarav. I would have thought that meant even his avadim, even his, you know, regular, any everyday items and his shtaros, I would think that that also goes back. V'yatsa mimkar bayovel. Says Gemara Tamar Lomar, bayis v'irachuzaso. No, it doesn't include all of these other objects. It only includes bayis and some sort of saza. Mal tamad lomar memkar. Then why do we say the word memkar? Just say v'yatsa beso v'irachuzaso bayovel. Why do we say memkar? Says the Gemara, we darshan from there, mimkarav yotze bechinam, in hektish yotze bechinam. That's how we know by Ben Levi that the word memkar teaches us it's only a memkar that goes out bechinam, but not if the Levi was maktish one of these things, then he can't just take it back at yovel. It doesn't automatically return to him at yovel. Rather, he has to be podit. Ela bepidyon. Upliga de Rav Oshia, and this argues with the Rav Oshia. Dam Rav Oshia, hakol hayu bichlav, anasana kesev ikam lo. Rav Oshia says, no. Pinyon doesn't have any exceptions. Everything is, you know, everything was always included in v'nasana kesef v'kam lo, which, as Rashi says, shalokech klumiyad hektish, yakum ha-mekach biyadu la'olam. Okay, that if someone takes something from hektish, it always remains there, whereas, according to the first Gemara, no, it goes back by Yovel. Okay, meaning, in this case that we mentioned, where someone's maktish, someone else's podeh, in that case, Rav Oshia says it's a case of anasana kesef v'kam lo, the person who redeemed it from hektish gets to keep the field, whereas the original Mandamar the Gemara of Huna said, no, in that case, the Pasuk teaches us that that will return to the original owner in the cases of Batei Achatzerim. Again, Batei Achatzerim, someone was Makdish, less than one year left to Yovel. Rav Huna says at Yovel it goes back to the person, and Rav Oshia says it goes to the person who redeemed it. Okay, again, so that's the Machlokes. Rav Huna says goes back to the guy at Yovel, to the original owner. Rav Oshia says the redeemer keeps it. Says the Gemara, Keshepirida Kasuv, B'Stei Achuza, when the Torah said, B'Stei Achuza, V'ayah ha-sadeh b'seiso b'yavel kodesh la-Hashem, Sadehu deparaklei v'nafka la-Kohanim. Aval hanach k'dekaimi kaimi. Says it's only that case that we say it goes back at Yovel, basically. Uvay Yovel yetzei lamali, asks the Gemara, fine. If you're going to say that there, it gets kept by the person who redeemed it. So, why do we have the pasuk of Ubayovel Yetze? What could that possibly apply to then? If that's the only case we could apply it to before, so then what happened here? Amar Papa, lo nitzcha ela lemocher bayis bivatei achatzerim, upaga vayovel b'shana shniya. So says Rav Papa, oh no, we can modify the case slightly. It's not talking about a case where someone was makdish the field a year before Yovel, and that was what was going on. It's where someone sold a bayis bivatei achatzerim, and Yovel comes when? In the second year. L'may midam islay, says the Gemara. Again, we're going to go through the same logic. What are you going to compare it to? Ilavati arachoma, if you compare it to bati arachoma, midam islay, ichlag le'lokech, then the lokech will get to keep it, right? The buyer will get to keep it in that case. Ilistei achuza midam islay, and if we're going to compare it to a stei achuza, what's the halacha if someone sells a stei achuza 1 year before Yovel? What did we learn in a brisa just a few dafim ago? You get the year after Yovel too. Hashlama bayi. Says Rav Papa Lahachi Itzrichu Bayovel Yetzei. Here it tells you that in this case, in a case of sale, it goes back at Yovel. But says Rav Papa, supporting Rav Oshia, that the halacha is, at the end of the day, if you were makdish it, it would in fact stay with the person who redeemed it. Okay, whereas Rav Huna disagrees and he says, no, it would return to the original owner. Says the Gemara, however, this is a very nice explanation. Tanya Kavasei Rav Huna v'tiyuvta Rav Oshia. However, we have a brisa that explicitly supports Rav Huna and is against Rav Oshia. Hamaktish bayis bebatei achatzerim. If someone is maktish a house in batei achatzerim, harei ze gol miyad begol olam. You can begol it whenever you want. Galo acher miyad hektish. And here's the case that we're talking about. If someone else was poded from hektish, higia Yovel, right? Vilo negal. If, you know, Yovel came and the person hadn't bought it back, Choser lebal in beYovel, it returns to the original owners, explicitly like Rav Huna, and explicitly against Rav Oshia. All clear? Okay, so we had this machlokas, that was the sort of the main point of the sugya, and now we've resolved this machlokas pretty conclusively. Doesn't like him today? Okay, do you want me to try to open up my laptop? Okay. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. We're going to do two more Mishnahs. We're going to stop at the third Mishnah on the page, and that we're all going to do tomorrow. So we'll have about one Amud tomorrow for our half an hour. Says the Mishnah. Ve'elu hein batei hachatzerim. The following are considered batei hachatzerim. Okay. Shnei chatzerim shel shnei batim. When we were talking about batei arechoma, we had to have a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and we also had to have a minimum size of two chatzerim of three batim each. In this case, what defines batei achatzerim? Well, says the Mishnah, if you have shnei chatzerim shel shnei batim, only two courtyards, each of which contain two houses, af al pishnu kefes chameros Yeshua bin Nun, arei hu kevatei achatzerim. There are two qualities that can get you counted as batei achatzerim. One is if it's just not walled, right? Because then that's the definition of batei achatzerim. However, says the Mishnah, even if it does have a wall from the days of Yeshua bin Nun, if it's smaller then 3 and 2, meaning if it's 2 and 2, and as we're going to see, it actually has to be only 2 and 2. That's going to be the minimum as well. Okay, so I don't know they'll have so many cities that fit these definitions, but in those cases, it will also be considered batei achatzerim. Harei hein ki batei achatzerim, says the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, where do we learn this out? Mimash mashenemar batei achatzerim, eini yodea she'en lahem choma? Says the Gemara, don't I know that they don't have a choma? Because it says batei achatzerim asher in lahem choma saviv. So ask the Gemara, what do you mean? You're telling me the same thing twice. That's the definition of batei achatzerim. Why do I have to tell me asher in lahem choma saviv? So ma tamar lomar asher in lahem choma. Af al pi sheyesh lahem choma kimish she'en lahem choma. Says the Gemara, this comes to teach us that there are cases in which it has a wall and is considered to not have a wall. V'kama batim shnayim chatzeros shnayim. V'kama, sorry, and how big is this? Batim shnayim chatzeros shnayim. Because we say asher in lahem choma saviv, right? Uvatei hachatzerim. Batei means a minimum of two. Chatzerim means a minimum of two. Shtei chatzeros shel shnei batim. That's usually you have two chatzeros. Each of them contains two houses. Ask the Gemara, v'ema bayis v'chatzer, bayis v'chatzer. Says the Gemara, batei hachatzerim can mean two houses in total and two chatzerim in total. So maybe I would assume it's a chatzer with one house and a chatzer with one house. That's batei hachatzerim also. Why are you telling there has to be two batim in each chatzer? That's four houses. Says the Gemara, imkein lichtov rachmana chatzerim. Because if that was the case, the Torah should have just written chatzerim, not batei hachatzerim. Because as the Gemara says, v'chitei ma'ikas of rachmana chatzerim, chatzer below bayis mashma. If you're going to say that if the Torah would have written that, it would have just meant two courtyards with zero houses, says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Hahu karpef fikri, that's called the karpef. If just because you have a courtyard, that doesn't make it a chatzer, unless it has a house attached. So the fact is, batei hachatzer, meaning, so had it just said chatzer, and we'd say two houses total in two courtyards total, meaning one house in each courtyard. But from the fact that it says batei hachatzer, it teaches us a minimum number of houses in each of the courtyards. Okay, because we could have learned one house in each courtyard from a different drush, and we don't, and you wouldn't have thought that chatzer means just empty fields, because that's just not what we call it. Okay? Fine. Last mission of the day. Yisrael Shiarash Avi'imo Levi. A Yisrael who inherited his maternal grandfather who was a Levi. Eino Goel Keseder Hazed does not redeem in his regular way. Okay? And we're going to discuss this mission in the Gemara here. It's a bit of a mess starting from now. V'chein Levi Shiarash Avi'imo Yisrael. So too for Levi who, again, inherited his mother's father, who was Yisrael, he also doesn't follow, his rules for Geula. Continues the Mishnah. Shenamar, what's the source for this? Kivate arei halvim hi achuzasam, ad sheyehe Levi ve'arei halvim. When do you do it? You have to be a Levi and arei halvim, divrei Rebbe. Okay, the Gemara is going to deal with the issues that we kind of have here. That basically says Rebbe, he's going to have to be a Levi and Ari Halavim in order to redeem the way that Levim redeem. Continues the Mishnah. Chachamim and Chachamim disagree, and they say, no, ein dvarim halalu amurim ela be'Ari Halavim. The rules of Ari Halavim apply to the cities of the Levim, no matter who actually owns them, even if a Yisrael owns them, say the Chachamim, the rules of Ari Halavim will still apply. Okay, says the Gemara. Ve'ela keman, kiben Levi, V'hadar tani ad shehei Levi v'arei halavim. The first case of the Mishnah says, Yisrael sheyarash avi'im Levi eno gol kaseder hazeh, says he doesn't follow his regular rules of Geula. So what is the alternative, says the Gemara? What does he then follow? We're assuming he must follow the rules of what? The Levim to redeem it, right? Because he inherited a Levi stuff. Meaning if he's not redeeming it like Yisrael, who's he redeeming it like? Says the Gemara. He's obviously got to be redeeming it like a Levi. Right, v'ela kamam ki ben Levi. We would assume that he'd follow the redemption process of a ben Levi. V'hadar tani ad shehei Levi v'arei halavim. Says, but if you look at Rebbe's next statement, it says you need both. So the Gemara is saying you can't redeem it like Yisrael. The Mishnah, Rebbe's opinion is you can't redeem it like Yisrael, which implies you're redeeming it like a Levi. But then he says, no, you have to be a Levi in order to redeem it like a Levi. What is going on? Says the Gemara, you know what? We actually changed the Mishnah to say the opposite. Ema eno goel ela keseder hazeh. In these cases, it's going to say you have to follow your regular way of doing things. Whereas the case of Levi, obviously, again, he will not redeem it in his regular way because he inherited a Yisrael's property. Okay? But it's going to come out that a Yisrael will inherit in his regular way, well, not inherit, but will be able to redeem in his regular way, and the Levi will not be able to redeem in his regular way, because you in fact need both. Ajiye Levi v'arei halevim, divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. Says Gemara Bishlam, arei halevim dichsiv, so how does Rebbe get this? So we can understand where Rebbe gets the criteria of arei halevim dichsiv kivatei arei halevim, because it literally says that in the Pasuk. Ela Levi min alan. How do we know that it has to be a Levi? Dichsiv asher yigal min halviim, because it says in the Pasuk, one who will redeem it from Leviim. So we see it has to be a Levi, and says the Brisa, which supports this. Gemara brings this now. Tanya vasher yigal min halviim yachal Levi mi Yisrael yigal. One might think that it's only referring to a Levi redeeming from another Yisrael. Shezeya v'kocho v'zehora kocho, that the Levi, again, as we said, has special heterim in order to be able to purchase back his fields, and the Yisrael doesn't. Have a Levi mi Levi, no, but I might think that one Levi from another does not have this special power. That both of them have, you know, a certain power to get back their ancestral lands. Tamad lomar min halvim v'lo kol halvim, says the Gemara. It's telling you anybody that's redeeming from the Levim. Okay, prat leven Levi mamzer v'nasin. This will exclude a ben Levi who's a mamzer v'nasin, and will also exclude, for sure, a Yisrael. Meaning, if we're even excluding some of the Levim in this rule, because there are moms, there are nas, and for sure we're going to exclude a Yisrael from doing this. So from this brisa, Rebbe learns out that not only does it have to be talking about a field of a Levi, but it has to be a Levi that's actually performing the transaction in order to follow the rules of the Levium and to get their special kulos in when they can redeem it and things like that. Continues the Gemara. However, v'chachamim amrim ein dvar mal alo amurim ela ba'arei halevim, aval ad shiyehei Levi lo amrinan. And the chachamim say something very simple. It just has to do with the first part of the pasuk, that it has to do with the arei halevim, and even if a Yisrael is the one that's trying to get this back, we absolutely 100% allow him these kulos in order to return the field to the Levium. He doesn't have to be a Levi himself.